This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Health on the air at 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting information that has been provided to you through the works of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here every week. You can check on the Good Day Health Show podcasts, which is a synthesis of the information that Ken presents to us and Jack presents to us, put together so that you have Dr. Jack Stockwell as the other participant in Good Day Health. Very interesting and important comparison in the styles and the kind of medicine that they practice, because everybody's different. Some people like the traditional approach. Some people like the more advanced approach. Ken has a blended approach, and he likes that. The environment that we're in now in some circles provides for, or maybe even requires Ken, that it be evidence-based. I saw something in Psychology Today on the plane the other day coming back from the West Coast. And it was very interesting and somewhat disturbing. I was annoyed, frankly, by it. The story focusing on natural products, medicines, or commercial medicines that come out of the big pharma. And this particular writer taking the approach that we lean too much on natural, and thus the people who are buying the quote-unquote medicine from the homeopathic providers are doing themselves a disservice, because the FDA hasn't regulated or come down with opinions on the value of some of this stuff. And if the components of the medicine, and I use that word in quotation marks, if the people who are selling these medicines use the same sort of ingredients, then why wouldn't you go with something that had been proven or rubber-stamped by the FDA? I found the whole premise of the article to be preposterous, frankly, but that's my bias. I don't think the FDA necessarily, in some circumstances, they've done us good, and some circumstances they haven't done us good. So I'd be interested in your thoughts, however, about it, because I know in terms of supplements, you take a basic multivitamin every day and maybe certain things, and you know that I have a much more rigorous routine when it comes to supplements. So what do you... The presentation was interesting, though, in that they compared people's habits, spending more money for the nutritional supplements than for drugs, if they have the same ingredient. I don't know. I think that my own bias is, as I've suggested, to use the stuff that isn't a drug. Are there some things that we get that are drugs that are really just made from natural elements?
Yeah. Doug, you would be a rebel in an American medical school. Because
I'm a rebel most of my life. I've been a rebel, no matter what the category.
What you're hearing from that individual is just the usual mainstream opinion that if you practice American medicine, you have to follow, unless you want to have medical legal problems. Mm-hmm. And that's basic structure that we are all, taught and expected to live up to. And if not, we can get ourselves into medical legal trouble.
Yeah. But what does that say for the people who recommend the other stuff? They're not in legal trouble. Jack doesn't have legal trouble. He talks about standard processed products all the time. I take them. They're all natural from food. I don't see how that is better than taking a drug. And maybe it isn't. It's just that you're saying you have to listen to people who are telling you what to say, because if you branch out from what you're told, then you can be liable.
Is that absolutely. Because the expectation when you come to a traditional American doctor is that they're prescribing what's FDA approved. That's just a basic tenet of American medicine.
Mm-hmm. And a choice.
I know that. I know that doesn't sit well with you. But
well, it sits well. It's okay because I don't want you to get into trouble. But I find it annoying, A, that the government once again is the nanny here. And they're protecting somebody.
I'm not defending it. I'm just explaining it. I mean, the states license us, and then the FDA is the one who controls what we're allowed to prescribe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And so the people who don't prescribe.
A lot of authority.
Yeah, it is. And it's based on government influence. And we all know the government is influenced by money. And the big donors to the big campaigns of the people that sit on the committees in the Senate and the House that oversee medicine and medical decisions are all influenced. You could see millions of dollars. This is the old thing about, well, it's not so old, but I suggested a couple of years ago that all the people in Congress wear jackets like the guys in NASCAR. So you can see who's, you know, Marco Rubio. A big four-flushing phony from Florida. How do you like that for alliteration?
Wow,
four-flushing phony from Florida who got $3,310,000 from the NRA last year. You know, that kind of stuff. Well, as it applies to everybody in Congress and the committees they sit on, but people that are on the medical committees getting tons of dough from the big pharma interests. And so that's why the rules are the way they are, and that's why decisions are made that are made, and people need to know that. I think they're resisting that. That's why more money is spent on natural medicine or natural whatever you want to call it, and then on conventional medicine. Anyway.
Well, I hope the system's not that corrupt or everything that we practice in medicine is not based on much hope. You know, I guess we are hoping that it's based on the evidence and that's all and not the money, but maybe I'm a Pollyanna. And
yep, you are. But so am I.
But American medicine is based on what you're just, you know, railing about. And,
right. Yeah.
And, you know, you're railing against what is the tenet of American medicine.
Mm-hmm. I know. And that's why you're here, to keep me on the straight and narrow as much as anything else, because left to right.
You kind of hope that the system is not that corrupt. You know, maybe right. It is, but I don't know.
But you know it's corrupt. You know it's corrupt to a point.
Well,
we may not agree on how much corruption there is in, but we're corrupt. It's corrupt.
It's just... Is it any different in medicine than it is in any other field?
No.
You know,
no,
right.
Not suggesting
right.
that it is.
Right.
But our lives depend on the medical advice that you give us, and you get your information from going to the conventional school. But now you've said many times
but
that
I don't know
you don't use
less,
that anymore.
I don't know of a less corrupt system. That's what I'm not aware of.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. And I don't know that I would debate it with you. I think it is. It's the old, about the whole system. It's a lousy system, but it's better than anybody else's.
Right, but where is it less corrupt?
In terms of countries?
No, in terms of the, well.
Or businesses?
All of the above. I mean, it's human nature, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. We're talking about that's exactly right. We're not talking about just the business of medicine. We're talking about human nature and how corruptible humans are.
Hopefully, if I were to learn that anything that I was being advised was based on a corrupt system, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night.
I know. Yeah. Yep, I get it. I know. All right. 15 past the hour. We're going to get to some of the work that Ken has done. As usual, he's evaluated a lot of the very important stories, the news from the world of medicine, what's going out, what's coming in. So we'll review most of the things from the journals as we pass our way through the important time we have together on Good Day Health. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where all of the podcasts are. It's now 15 after the hour. Krill oil, omega 50, the krill oil that comes from Purity Products, krill and omega 3s make krill omega 50 plus with CoQ10 a must-have for your supplemental routine. If you're anybody who does anything with supplements, I know Ken and I talk about this all the time when it comes to especially the omega-3s, eating it, if you ate enough of it, is more valuable than taking the supplement. And I don't think anybody would argue with that. But if you don't get enough of the salmon and some of the other fishes that have great quantities of omega-3s, then this is your best choice. Krill Omega 50 with CoQ10. Make the difference. Help yourself to a free bottle, 800-355-1493, of Purity's Krill Omega 50 Plus, 800-355-1493.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Publix Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is here. With new beauty steals every day, it's beauty's biggest event, which means it's also beauty's biggest makeup bag makeover event. And beauty's biggest, is that price real, event. And beauty's biggest, well, you get the point. At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands, like IT Cosmetics, Tarte, and more. But the event ends April 7th, so hurry in to binge on beauty only at Ulta Beauty.
Hi, welcome to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, mm-hmm. Table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here.
I'm just shopping.
Oh, table runners, come with me.
A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring and save up to 30% now at Pier 1 Imports through March 31st.
19 after the hour on Good Day Health. So, Ken, there is a focus on e-cigarettes in one of the journals this week. And I don't know if this is new. The conclusion, though, is that they may not help you quit. I think there's a lot more to it than that. We've talked about this a lot, haven't we?
Well, it's just more new data studying the same question. And it's out in the very important medical journal this week, Annals of Internal Medicine, that e-cigarettes did not help people quit smoking in this study. But more studies are needed to determine, Doug, if the devices can play some role in smoking cessation. Mm-hmm. What they did was they looked after 6 months of hospitalized patients who used e-cigarettes. They were less likely to have quit smoking than those who did not use the devices. Smokers who want to quit or cut down, here we go, should use one of the FDA-approved smoking cessation medications, which are known to be safe and effective as a first choice. If you do choose to try e-cigarettes, then switch completely from tobacco cigarettes and use e-cigarettes daily. Don't use them both. Apparently, when you use them both, you tend to smoke more and not stop.
So these things, whatever, whoever came up with these things, we've talked about them, I think a couple of weeks ago, we talked about how bad they are for kids because a lot
Correct.
Of youngsters are trying
this
to
This is another study supporting
it. Yeah. Right. So e-cigarettes are not going to do you any good. Get the patches. Maybe psychologically you go see somebody and deal with it. There are some people that use hypnosis, Ken, to stop smoking.
Absolutely.
And that works. It may be different. You got to try a bunch of different things.
Acupuncture.
Yeah, acupuncture is great for it, and depending on how
And for some people, the meds, Chantix, Wellbutrin, nicotine patch, FDA-approved items.
Or just quit. Just say to yourself,
cold
I'm
turkey.
Not doing this anymore. Yeah, I'm done.
Studies show that cold turkey is very effective. We
very
didn't
good.
Know that. That's new information.
21 after the hour with Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug on Good Day Health.
The
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
And change after the hour. Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who practices at Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic in South, well, it's actually Central Florida in the Orlando area. A lot of people go to see Ken. The stories abound of people whose lives he has saved, people whose lives he's made better. When you feel good and you are good, your life is better. Without your health, life sucks. That's not what Ken says. That's what anybody says who's got any common sense. Why would you want to live a life in bad health? So take care of yourself. And this program is aimed at doing that, giving you information that you can use. Ken's practice is based on that. And if you'd like to see and feel and listen and learn from Ken in person at Lake Cardiology in Florida, you can call the office there. It's 352-735-1400 to make an appointment to go see Dr. Ken. Lots of things to do in that area of the world. This could be or should be your priority. If you got questions, if you haven't just found the right connection, it's worth the trip. 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken. 352-735-1400. One of the reports this week suggesting, and I saw this a number of headlines actually the last day or so, second wave of the flu, not good news.
Yeah, this is a big story that we all need to digest. It's, I don't want to get too deep into the weeds, but there's basically two different flu viruses that we need to be concerned about this season. So let's try to untangle this a little bit. Because although the flu season is coming to an end, hopefully, it seems like there's a second wave of the deadly influenza virus that's emerged. There's been a decline in overall influenza cases in general, but the decline is apparent for the A strain of the virus, which has been dominant since the flu season started in October. So that's one of the two viruses I'm about to talk about that cause flu. However, there are now more reports of the flu virus's B strain, which has been slowly overtaking reports of influenza A late in the season. So the virus strain, while different, can pose just as many health problems as the A strain. And unfortunately, this influenza B tends to be more severe for younger children. Overall, this flu season, it's amazing. 133 flu-related pediatric deaths have been reported. And now we're getting more of these B viral deaths in the last week or two. My recommendation, not Doug's, but mine, is that unvaccinated people should get the flu vaccine. As influenza viruses continue to circulate, the vaccine usually works better against influenza B, which is the one that's coming in the second wave, and this H1N1, what's in the weeds, what it's called, than it does against the H3N2. That's the virus that was most common this flu season, the one that began earlier and is going away. And we often see a wave of influenza B during seasons when influenza A, this H3N2 virus, is the predominant virus earlier in the season. But unfortunately, Doug, we just don't know what this influenza B wave will look like.
No. All right, so Ken has his point of view on this with the vaccines, and if you feel that his advice is worthwhile, it certainly is as far as I'm concerned. We all have choices to make. I just don't choose to do the vaccine. But if you do, take Ken's advice and get it, the reasoning behind what we're saying here, to show your immune system has been charged up. So no matter what, Ken's telling you to protect yourself from the flu virus, which is important. Do the shot if you think.
Also, do both.
Build it up. Yeah, exactly. Do them both. Get the Balance of Nature products that are so highly touted. Read the success stories on their website, balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the code DJV. Get the first month free, 30% off everything after that.
Attention golfers, do you lose strokes every time you land in a bunker? If so, check out a new 56-degree sand wedge that has soul channels. Go to ProTouchWedges.com. This wedge cuts through sand easily, just like a bunker rake. Less resistance guarantees more sand saves. Just go to ProTouchWedges.com and learn how to get a free 60-degree lob wedge. Enter promo code RAY. Go to ProTouchWedges.com. Promo code RAY.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Waiting 30 minutes before swimming after eating is a medical myth. However, flying after diving can be a serious issue. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you why next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Flying after diving is hard to avoid. DCS, also known as the binge, is a risk, but can be managed with forethought and planning. The depth and length of your dive and the rate of ascent back to the surface play a huge role. Quickly ascending to altitude in an airplane can exacerbate the issue. And that's why you should wait a minimum of 12 hours before flying after one dive and 18 hours after multiple dives. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Limited. A name you can trust.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
After the hour, you can trust what comes out of your speaker when we're having conversations about medical advice. Take it or not at your own peril. That sounds a little radical, but there are a lot of good things that are going on, and Ken has done a lot of great research. Ken Kronhaus with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The GoodDayHealthShow.com website is where you find the podcasts, summaries of a lot of the important things in there. All there are. There's nothing. I mean, you can take the most recent one, but you can go back. They're archived, all of the programs and the podcasts. So we're going through a lot of the information that's in the medical reviews. We do that every week. Let's see how this one affects you. There's a new organ in your body. I didn't realize I had the ability to grow new organs, but apparently I do, according to this information. Ken, what do we have?
Well, it's not that you've grown a new one. It's that it's finally been discovered. And in New York University, this week, they're reporting in Scientific Reports, these American scientists, they've discovered what they're describing as a highway of moving fluid in the body that's never really been described as an organ before. What we see are layers of the body long believed to be dense connective tissues that are actually interconnected fluid-filled compartments. And direct sampling of this interstitial fluid may actually become a powerful diagnostic tool in the future. So there's some excitement. This may actually change how we get along in medicine.
How would DNA testing be a part of this? Is this an extension of perhaps the DNA?
Well, it's not so much that it's the DNA, but I'm going to explain it. It's believed that a lot of cancer cells circulate in this area, and it may be a way to early on pick up cancer that's going on. It's believed that a lot of inflammatory cells circulate in this system. Mm-hmm. So actually getting into it, getting cells from this system may help us to diagnose illness earlier. Obviously, the earlier we diagnose, the better, more effective our treatments are. So the discovery could lead to new ways to treat a wide range of health issues, including cancer and age-related conditions, which are often these inflammatory problems which paralyze us as we get older. And this newfound network, it lies below the skin surface, and it's between the muscles lining the digestive tract, lungs, and urinary systems, and surrounds arteries and veins, so it's all over the body. And the fluid-filled spaces, they act like shock absorbers that prevent the tearing of tissue and organs, muscles, and vessels as they move during normal functioning. And here's where the interesting part is. The network drains into the lymphatic system and may explain why cancer that gets into this highway is much more likely to spread through the body. The cells that reside in this network may also play a role in many other body processes, from skin aging to the stiffening of limbs and the progression of inflammatory diseases. So just getting in there, finding out and sampling what's there and abnormal may give us a whole new realm of treating the body.
Wow. That's very interesting, I think. The mention of inflammation is something that isn't underscored enough, I don't think, in my own research, in my own world, the knowledge that I have about what makes your body fail all surrounds inflammation. That's what causes disease.
Absolutely, agree.
Yeah, it's like your body rusting in a sense. You know, slow burn, fast burn, but inflammation is your enemy for sure. And if you have it, whether it's you think of inflammation around your muscles or your bones or that sort of thing, but there are plenty of other inflammations, brain, your whole body has the potential, if something's wrong, to become inflamed. And so that's why I've heard some things recently about not using aspirin, because the inflammation needs to get, what aspirin does or ibuprofen is slow down. It makes you feel better because the fever is reduced. But in fact, that fever is inflammation, is burning. And the more you let it burn, the faster whatever the problem is gets out of your body.
Well,
what do you think of that?
You want to thread that needle. You want to slow it down but not overwhelm. So everything in moderation.
Mm-hmm. That's
because balance of, you want to balance all of that.
Yeah, right. Okay, keep going here. Let's get back to your specialty, which is the heart, lungs, circulatory system. Ken is a cardiologist. I see that there is a study in the Journal of the American Heart Association focused on coffee.
This is good news. This is out of the Journal of the American Heart Association. Besides staying alert, Doug, coffee lovers who drink more than 3 cups of Java a day, they may lower their risk for clogged arteries. What this study discovered was that habitual consumption of more than 3 cups of coffee a day, it decreases the odds of coronaries becoming calcified with plaque for people who've never smoked. This coffee effect, this good effect, does not help the arteries of smokers. So I had a feeling you may ask me why coffee is so helpful.
Why is coffee so helpful?
Well, what we think is it's full of antioxidants. It may not even be the caffeine effect.
Yeah.
And it improves insulin sensitivity, lowers blood pressure and bad cholesterol. It also lowers the risk of diabetes and has anti-inflammatory properties. Can you believe it? Coffee.
Yeah, well, here's my take on that. I don't have a lot of expertise, nor do I have authority here because I don't drink coffee and never have. But I will tell you what I've seen and what I'm thinking about having this from an agricultural point of view. I would say that what you've just said is very true, depending on where the coffee beans are grown. It's what's in the soil. And this holds true for everything that is grown that we put in our body. Whatever it is, whether it's corn, beets, the things that sustain us the best are the things that come from the healthiest soil. It would seem that would make common sense if you thought about it that way. The same can be said of wine. The best wines come from areas where the soil is enriched and not depleted by whatever you're growing. So if the people growing the coffee, like I know some people down in Jamaica who grow coffee, and they do it in areas where you wouldn't have thought anything would grow, but they enhance the soil by taking, in this case, this is on a dairy farm, take the manure, and they work it into the soil, and it helps build up the balance of nutritional things that are in the soil, the nitrites, the potassium, all the things that are necessary to grow in good soil, good products. So if you have coffee that's coming from an area of enriched soil enhancement, it's going to be better for you than the stuff that comes from soil that's very depleted. And I think that holds true no matter what kind of food we're talking about, Ken. I don't know what you think about that observation, but that's mine.
I think it's a pretty good one.
Yeah. Okay, next, let's stick with Dr. Ken's expertise, childhood cancer. People who have that when they're younger, what does that lead to according to this research?
Yes, everybody listen up if you know any adult survivors of childhood cancer, and we've gotten so good at treating these kids that there's a lot of them. This comes out of the European Heart Journal around this time. These adult survivors of childhood cancer, you know, now we're talking about mostly leukemia, but also cancers of the brain. They have a greater risk of heart disease and develop risk factors like high blood pressure and elevated cholesterol earlier in life compared to the general population. These adult survivors cannot change that they've had exposure to cancer therapies like chemotherapy and radiation, because that's what affects the heart, but they increase their risk of premature cardiovascular disease, so they must be careful not to add additional risk through smoking, obesity, sedentary lifestyle, or uncontrolled high blood pressure. So childhood cancer survivors, Doug, need to be concerned about their heart health at a much younger age than other people.
Why would that be? What do you read between the lines here?
It's the effect of the chemotherapy and the radiation both on the heart. It saves the child because of, here we're talking about mostly about leukemia and some tumors of the brain, some of the lymphatic systems, and these awful diseases that in the past killed our kids. They're surviving, but an unwanted side effect is the harmful effect on the heart.
Mm-hmm. All right, there's something that I never...
The chemo and the radiation.
Yeah, who would have thought that that would be the case? So, but what do you do to prevent it? If a child's got cancer, it's just, this is an awareness. Is there a way, once you have this information, that you can modify one's life, what he or she eats, what they put in their body.
From an earliest point in their life, immediately they need to live a heart, healthy life. We're talking about, and you want to go over everything we can.
Yeah.
Sure. So it's, you know, what I advocate all the time for all of us, but these kids need to start it as kids. A heart, healthy diet, either the Mediterranean diet or the vegan diet. They need to get into an exercise program once the doctor says it's okay. Mental stress reduction, limiting alcohol, not smoking, and watching your numbers, your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, and your weight. So diet, exercise, stress reduction, limited alcohol, and also, very important, getting enough sleep.
All right. There you go. Something to keep in mind if you have that in your little critter's background. That sounds like it makes nothing but sense. All right, one other thing here in terms of your research. If you're a parent of a child and you got one of those little rubber ducky, you're the one, you can have so much fun. If you got a rubber ducky in the bathtub, there's something to be worried about, Ken.
Amazing what people do for research, but this was published.
Why would somebody pick up a rubber ducky? Look at this and see if it's bad for you.
Exactly. They were literally playing with those yellow rubber duckies that our kids all played with, and we probably did as kids. Published this week in Biofilms and Microbiomes, believe it or not. So the rubber ducky, again, those yellow bath time toys, which are used to entertain kids, apparently they contain high numbers of both bacteria and fungal species, and not good ones, in toys examined as part of the study in where else but Switzerland. This study is just a good reminder, mom and dad, to keep the bath toys clean, especially if the kids enjoy squirting water from the bath toys into their faces.
Yep. 46 past the hour on Good Day Health.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This report is brought to you by Esurance. A national survey of more than 1,000 U.S. drivers reveals a surprising disparity between attitudes and behavior when it comes to distracted driving. The survey was commissioned by Esurance to better understand why people get distracted when they're behind the wheel. One worrying finding is that more than 90% of those surveyed believe that texting while driving is not a good idea, but more than half of daily commuters continue to do it anyway. Stephanie Braun is the director of the Connected Car at Esurance.
Despite the fact that fatalities related to distracted driving are on the rise, the survey tells us that drivers are willing to take the risk and continue to give in to the lure of using technology while driving. We're seeing more automakers try to address the issue of distracted driving through semi-autonomous features, but nearly a third of drivers with in-car safety tech believe warnings, sounds, and alerts can be distracting as well.
For more information, visit www.esurance.com. That's www.esurance.com.
The question comes, as we continue to focus on omega-3s, you hear that with whether it's Jack or whether it's Ken, conversations always about the omega-3s. There's little doubt that getting as much omega-3 into your system as you can is good for you. No matter what some doctor in a survey that's paid for by a drug company tells you, both Jack and Ken will tell you that you need this. And the question is whether wild-caught salmon is better than farm-raised salmon. There's a lot of farm-raised salmon in the United States. As a matter of fact, two-thirds of what we eat is farm-raised, and a lot of it is important. We're doing, in terms of trade, a lot of exchange with Norway, Chile, Canada, when it comes to this fish. The other third is wild salmon, which means commercial fishermen go out and catch them. That's what it means. In terms of wild, you find varieties from the Pacific like sockeye, coho, a king salmon. These have a darker pink, sometimes a red flesh. When salmon on a menu in a restaurant or in a store is labeled Atlantic, it means it's farm-raised. So Pacific is not farm-raised. Atlantic is farm-raised. As far as health stats are concerned, wild fish tend to be more nutritious. A 3-ounce serving of wild-caught salmon contains approximately 124 calories, 18 grams of protein, 5 grams of fat, while a 3-ounce serving of the Atlantic salmon has 177 calories, 17 grams of protein, and 11 grams of fat. So you can see the difference. Better to get Pacific than Atlantic. While salmon is less fatty, higher in protein, possibly because of what they eat, like other fish, that sort of thing, and they get more exercise compared to the farmed fish as well. There are also studies that say the quality of the omega-3s in farm-raised salmon may not be as high as wild salmon. So that's something for you to consider.
Dr. Ken and Doug Steffen, the focus on inflammation that you were talking about, I wanted to not cut this out, the short shrift that we give to the krill oil that's part of krill omega 50 plus that we advise people to get at 800-355-1493. This is something that boosts your joint comfort and keeps you from the risk of having inflammation. I was looking at a study because I was thinking about inflammation, how there are three different enzymes that seem to cause the things that are problems in the joints and the inflammation that's there. So inflammation is really a big thing, and we think of it only in terms, I think we've always thought about it, muscles and bones, but what you're telling us is that it can be anywhere in your body.
Absolutely. It's the worst part that starts the cycle of a heart attack. It damages the circulation tubes, leading to heart attacks and strokes. It's all over the body, and we need to learn how to better control it.
Well, learning how to control the people who exercise a lot, like I do and you do.
Very helpful.
Sometimes that's what inflames the areas that are outwardly inflammable.
Well, it works both ways, keeping the weight down, the blood sugar down, the cholesterol down, which all exercise does help, and the mental stress down lowers inflammation.
All right, there's the word from Dr. Ken as we continue here at 10 before the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour, as we continue with our series of conversations about your health and well-being, the presence now of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is for him, studying medicine is like a religion. He spends hours every day poring through all of these various journals, the medical information that's out there, and he synthesizes a lot of it so that we can understand what's being said and how it may affect you in your personal health. And he's got a story that's worth telling. Spend a minute talking about this lady that came into your clinic. The clinic is Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida. The lady came in with an unbelievable heart rate and heart pressure. She's a teacher still at the age of 72. So how the heck was she functioning even? Tell a little bit of that story.
Well, Doug is asking me to tell a story about a patient who walked into the office yesterday, a new patient, and her heart rate was 140. She was in atrial fibrillation, the top of the heart beating like a bag of worms in the bottom of the heart actually going at 140 beats per minute. And most people would not be able to adequately pump blood and would present with a low blood pressure. She actually substitute taught earlier in the day in middle school and came in. Her top number, the systolic blood pressure, was actually 140. She knew there was something not right, but she walked in and we got her stabilized and got her admitted to the hospital and doing well.
When you do things like, when something like that happens, how do you approach it? Because you're so cool, calm, and collected. You just say, oh, well, not oh, well, but here's another case. You, as the doctor, have to be cool, calm, and collected, even if in your head you're thinking, my God, how's this woman going to make it? What am I going to do to save her life? That kind of stuff. But you can't present that picture on the surface, right?
Absolutely. Because you have to be much a good cardiologist is much calmer than the patient always, because we know that stress is just bad for the heart all the time. And obviously in a situation like that, you don't want to add any more stress to the situation.
So were you able to tell whether she had a stressful life or not? Why would she have had this? This couldn't have been the first day that this happened. She must
have
had
an interesting question. The best that I could figure out from the records was that this started in May of 2016. It's called paroxysmal atrial fibrillation when it's not there all the time. It comes in bursts, and we don't always know why it comes in bursts. Sometimes there can be a lot of reasons, and maybe sometime we can talk about it. It's a little beyond the short scope we have right now.
Yeah,
but
right.
There are a lot of reasons why it can come on, and then it just goes back into regular rhythm, as opposed to chronic atrial fibrillation when you're always in atrial fibrillation. And she had the paroxysmal type where it goes in and out, and that can cause stroke when it goes in and out, when you're in it all the time. But going in and out is even more riskier for making a clot in the heart and pumping it out to the brain and causing a stroke. So it definitely gets my attention, and we definitely need to get this taken care of.
Yeah. All right. Well, she's doing okay, I'm
absolutely
guessing, today.
Absolutely.
You follow her. How often do you get a call in the middle of the night you have to go to the hospital?
Well, you know, it's unpredictable. Being in cardiology, it's just a very unpredictable life. You know, it's like being a fire person or something like that. You just don't know when the alarms are going to go off. And you know, I think a common denominator among cardiologists is that they're as sweet at 3 a.m. as they are at 3 p.m. or they don't go into it.
or not, either or. But, yeah, I can see you have a very even personality, no matter what time of day. Whenever I've ever talked to you over the, 15 years we've known each other, I've found you to always be very consistent, and I would think that would be good. And it's good for your heart, too. You have to take care of your heart. Are doctors like lawyers? What is it they say? Lawyers who have themselves for a client are fools.
Absolutely.
Doctors who have themselves as patients.
Absolutely. One of the things you learn in training, if you're going to do this, if you're comfortable with doing this, is you really do learn how to control your own emotions and realize that you always have to be composed, because if you don't, and I teach this to my staff, I teach this to everyone who works with me, that because the patients will pick up on us. If we're not composed, there's no hope.
Right.
So we have to stay always composed and always more relaxed than the patients.
Cool, calm, and collected.
All the time. Or you do something else.
Keep to yourself. But imagine some of the ladies talk about the patients as they wander around.
Or you go into banking or something.
Right. I can see you as a banker. No. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. The Good Day Health program and segment at 59 after the...
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.